In case of topical treatment, bland creams or lotions are best. If we need to give steroids, we'll give weaker strength steroids in the subacute form, not in the acute generalized form. Tar and dithranol are contraindicated, should not be given in any situation. Systemic therapy is given in which we have first line, second line, third line treatment. The first line treatment includes the acitretin, which is the which is very effective in more than 80% of the cases, and it is more effective than corticosteroid, methotrexate or cyclosporine. High doses of the acitretin is given at a dose of 1 mg per kg per day for the rapid control in the severe generalized pustular psoriasis, and lower doses of 0.5 to 0.75 mg per kg per day is sufficient in the milder disease and for the maintenance of remission. Because the acitretin is teratogenic, so it should not be given in impetigo herpes herpetiformis. Second line treatment, first line treatment also include cyclosporine and methotrexate. So again, cyclosporine is also given initially in a high dose of 3.5 to 5 mg per kg per day, and then lower doses should be given for the maintenance of remission. Methotrexate is effective in about 60% of the cases, but its onset of action, the onset of action is slow and not much rapidly as compared to acitretin and cyclosporine. Its dose should be given with a caution, because we know that methotrexate itself causes kidney injury and the liver injury as well. An oral dose of 0.2 to 0.4 mg per week per kg per week should be enough for the start of the treatment. And then if the patient is already having any impairment of the renal function, then we'll manage the dose accordingly. Methotrexate has also been used with success in children with generalized pustular psoriasis. Oral or parenteral corticosteroid should generally be avoided, and it should only be used in an emergency situation, such as for the control of ARDS and when the other drugs are contraindicated, for example, in pregnancy. So when we give steroid in the form of a prednisolone as a systemic corticosteroid therapy, we give it at a low dose of 30 to 40 mg per day, and then we are going to decrease the dose replace it with the other forms of therapy like acitretin, TNF, alpha inhibitors is given simultaneously, then only we can reduce it so that we do not give the steroid at all. Second line therapy include biological agents such as TNF alpha inhibitors, infliximab, etanercept, adalimumab. And third line include interleukin 1 inhibitor, that is anakinra.